Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of the LA, Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with the great Justin Nimmergood.
Oh, I'm the great now. Excellent.
You're the great. You're the great. The great one. The great
Hello,
one up behind
everyone.
The behind the grill, man. You were grilling.
Oh man, it was just absolutely fabulous weather this weekend here. Finally, after what I feel like was the most torrential, it was almost like monsoon season. I'm not literally, but in all my years of living in California, I don't think I've ever seen as much rain as we've received in the last couple of months. And if any of you look at the statistics, actually, I think they'll point to that. So spring has finally hit. It was a beautiful weekend. And, as a Southern boy at heart, I still love my grilling. So we had some steaks and grilled steaks and veggies and all that yesterday to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. How about you? What did you end up doing?
Oh gosh, we just stayed at home. And no, we didn't. No, we didn't. We went, had some Greek food. Here we go. Had some Greek food and then stayed at home, relaxed and sat outside in the patio and got some sun and did some reading and just a nice quiet Sunday. And had a good one there. Now did you buy that grill the day before?
No.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
One at my community. Although it's funny.
You went to Home Depot.
We did go to Home Depot. Okay. So grill is being shipped. So I have a new grill coming this week. But the one we used last night was like the community one at the condo complex that we live at. So
okay, I thought that was pretty. Because I remember I put the two together, thinking, "Dang man,
got quick the, right."
strapped that thing on top of the Prius and went to the. that bad boy on the Prius and took it to the condo.
There you go. No, not quite. We got
propane bottle.
Propane bottle.
Dragging the back like a just married.
Have fun with that all day long.
There you go, man.
No, it was good though. It's just great weekend though. The weather. Yeah. Actually, we were up on the pool a little yesterday too. I feel like the first sun I've gotten in weeks. I got that nice office tan going on, so I'm a little ghostly right now.
Well, man, me too. Saw one of your social media snaps wearing the blue blazer there at a golf tournament. Man, tell our listeners what was going on there. It sounded like a coachy moment.
A coaching moment. Okay.
Well, an entrepreneur.
Thanks for the setup there.
Here we go. I think we might have our guest. Sounds like she's still driving though.
Yes, I am pulling in close. Okay. Yeah, I'm actually on the go. I love it.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just roll with it, turn signal and all.
Yeah, I'm parking right now.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, we have a return guest with us today who was on the show about a little bit over a year ago. And every now and again, we do have a fitness coach person on the show. And so. She was in the beginning or near the, earlier in her practice with her activities and with her coaching as well as some of her other service lines. And so she's made some great strides in the past year or so. So we thought we'd bring her back on the show and have her kind of share her experiences and how she kind of built things up. So that's always good, because here we talk about coaching and building up a business and building up a practice or building revenue streams or building sales teams like Justin does. But I'm always partial to the one-man show or the one-woman show, because that's kind of what I do. Nonetheless, so we have Crystal Sanders with us.
Yeah, growth
today.
Is key, definitely. Growth is important in any aspect of life. So, yeah.
It is.
So what do you want to start off with?
Well, let's start off. One of your service lines, I thought just the name alone was pretty worthy, Justin. This service line was called Fairy Tale Fitness. Are you feeling that, Justin?
So fairy
there?
Fairy
it
Tale Fitness.
Out. It knocked him out.
He has to process it for a minute.
Fairy Tale Fitness, which I see is iconed with the unicorn. So,
magical.
Yeah, it's trending. It's trending right now. Actually, I was at a birthday, a little girl's birthday. Well, I wasn't, just personally. That sounds weird. We were at a friend's who has a little girl, her fourth birthday on Saturday, and so it was all themed with unicorns. So I know that's trending right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely magical. Mommy and Me Fitness class, where they get a whimsical workout. And yeah, it's a really great program. So I have chosen to
explain what it is. Kind of explain to our listeners what it is.
So
explain to our listeners what it is.
Fitness program where we work out with the kids as well. So if they have like babies, then basically it's like using them as weight, but also bonding and cuddling. So it's really good for their growth and development, getting that time. And it's all done to like kids music, and they just love it so much. And so the older ones, like toddlers and up, they're learning coordination, balance, all kinds of athletic skills that they need. So I just love it. There's so many benefits to the program. Very athletic kids.
Yeah, and it sounds like you took it another step, because you now train instructors, right, to be kind of officially.
Yeah, so I train other moms, and I do scholarship programs for them if they can't afford the actual certification, and so I do scholarship programs for them as well. And if they're not in Texas, we have online training available, so they can take it to their community. So just recently, we got a trainer, or now she's a Fairy Tale Fitness coach and instructor, and she's going to be taking it to Washington, D.C. and Virginia area. So that's really exciting. We're really growing. So from Texas to Washington, D.C. So if there's any moms listening and they want somewhere where they can make extra money, get fit, and bring their kids along, then that's definitely, check out www.fairytalefit.com, and we will get you trained up, and so you can start your own business there. So it's moms helping moms. That's what's most important to me. So, yeah, there's not many jobs where you can exercise, take your kids, and make money. That's like the perfect job.
Right. And so that's good that you've taken it to that next level with the certifications, and then other people picking it up, and then kind of expanding the brand, right, to other
locations.
And then,
so it's a bit of a franchise model then?
No franchise fees. Yeah, the most important thing to me is just bringing out to the communities and helping other moms. So I do a lot of business training with them, and there's an instructor manual, and then I'm always introducing new workouts, where we have a private group where I share those new workouts. So it's always a program that's constantly growing and constantly changing and adding new workouts and new tools to connect with their squad, basically. Their mom squad.
The mom squad. So is there something that would formally introduce them in or make them part of the brand or the network? Is it a certification? Is it a, you know?
Yeah, I'm it's a certification.
Okay.
It's a 6-hour training course, and it's a certification, and then they get a certificate, a Fairy Tale Fitness instructor and coach certificate after completing the course, the 6-hour course.
Excellent. So, and
we get them all equipped and ready.
Can they use some of your branding then, you know, when they go to the market?
I give them all the branding, all the logos, all the ad examples and ads that they can use and stuff like that. So they can operate their business and thrive and grow and, yeah, really help their community out.
Business really in a box. A fitness business in a box, Fairy Tale Fitness. There you have it. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you. Definitely.
And so, yeah, no, that's just really good.
So we're getting ready.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're getting ready to film our Fairy Tale Fitness DVD. So that's exciting. So I'll be up there right with Jane Fonda and Gene Simmons and Gene Richard Simmons.
Gene Simmons. And,
that's basically rock star status.
There you go. Good
thing. Yeah, and Denise Austin. Yeah, so that will be great for moms that just, you know, can't make it out to the classes or don't have a local class to them. They'll have a DVD that they can pop in and work out, and yeah, it will be great. So that's exciting. So that's what's to come, more for Fairy Tale Fitness, more trainings and more expansion and growth with that and the DVD. So super fun.
I thought you talked about somebody made an overture with like 24-hour or Lifetime Fitness. Was there some sort of a overture to that somebody wanted to take it to one of the bigger workout places or?
Yeah, my team and I have talked about possibly partnering with a big box gym. So if we got the right offer, then we would definitely consider that. So I know Gold's Gym is local in Texas. Their headquarters is here. But we want to make sure it's the right partnership. So, yeah, definitely it's so important. I really live like that. It's so important to have, elite people around you, the best team, positive people, you know, eagles soaring with eagles. I think that's just so important, of the people that you let on your team and are surrounded with. So that's what I love about Fairy Tale Fitness, because they're like-minded people meeting like-minded people that love their kids. They want to bond with them, and they also want to work out. And yeah, so it's a good tribe.
Did you say a good tribe? Justin,
yeah, it's a good tribe. Yeah, tribe. It takes a village. So
oh, wow.
Yeah, raising the baby. So it's good that our instructors have this tool, so to do that, to help with guide them through motherhood. So yeah, I'll definitely keep you posted on that if we do that partnership.
What would be some of the ideal characteristics of that partnership? Like, what would you be looking for?
Positive mindset, freedom, also just someone who believes in the program, for sure. Definitely that, yeah. You know, you hear so many stories of celebrities that have managers, and they're like, oh, you know, this manager didn't believe in what they were trying to do, and they get fired. And I totally agree with that. If you don't have someone else on your team with, you know, good vibes, and doesn't believe in the dream, doesn't believe in positive mindset, it could be toxic having those type of people on your team. So yeah, so I'm training all age groups from, you know, birth to seniors, and I am out here creating a civilian army of healthy individuals. So I'm really excited about that. So I kick my morning off every morning with senior fitness classes. And I love doing that. It's just so fun and refreshing. So we're helping fight muscle atrophy. It's a program that I created. It's called Get Energized with Crystals. and it helps fight muscle atrophy. And we work on strengthening, conditioning, different strength exercises like one-handed push-up, wall push-up, regular push-up, clap push-up, agility, stamina, endurance. We're increasing their VO2 max and helping their left ventricle pump more effectively, the blood more effectively through their body. It's really good because it's a mix of dance and actual rest to music. Wow. So it helps fight dementia, but then we're also doing stuff that helps keeping their upper back strong, where they're not like having that curved over back with, you know how like when people tend to get old, they don't have that strength in their back to hold themselves up. So we fight that. So that's really good that we have these muscle workouts where it's helping keep those muscles strong, where they can hold themselves up and have their posture and their neck upright. So that's really exciting. So, and they love it so much. Like I said, it's done in music. I love the music because you really don't know that you're actually exercising, and it also helps fight dementia. So that's really good. So we do it to all kinds of music, from the Bee Gees to Bruno Mars, so you can keep them, you know, up to date with what's going on. And yeah, it's really fun. So they're good at keeping their balance strong. So people that dance actually have better coordination and balance. So, but like I said, we also do reps as well, like bicep curls, external rotations, all kinds of stuff like that. So flies, rows, things like that incorporated into dancing. So there's nothing like it on the planet. It's just amazing program. And today we had over 40 people. So that is so exciting. And it just spread like a wildfire and everybody loves it. So I really love working with seniors. I love working with all ages. So it's keeping them so young, you know, because there was always a stigma that, you know, once you hit a certain age, like 60 or 70, you know, it's basically you're old and you can't do anything. It's just, we're changing that, and it doesn't have to be like that anymore. You know, we're turning back the hands of time. So it's really good. Exercise is definitely the fountain of youth. So we're aging gracefully now. Yeah, definitely.
Well, good. I know that last time you didn't talk about elderly. How did you get into the elderly? Was it just
I just kind of fell in my lap, you know, and they needed a instructor there, and it fell in my lap. So I've had a lot of favor over just my whole career, so I'm really excited about that. So they knew I was a master trainer, and they knew I had dance experience. And yeah, they put me in there, and the class has actually grown a lot more than what I had started with. So yeah, and I just kind of made it my own. So there was like, we have a senior class that needs an instructor, and I'm like, yeah, I'd love to, because I've always loved working with, you know, seniors. Just for fun, I would go to nursing homes and, you know, go talk to them and do, like, you know, we would sing like Christmas carols and just stuff like that, and just visiting them. And so now it's so fun that I'm actually getting to do it as like a paid job. So cool. Doing what I love. That's such a blessing.
So they all come to the center. You don't have to go to a nursing home or anything. They all come to to where you're at.
They all come to me, but I do dementia centers, and I do nursing homes as well, because those people have my heart so much, and it's such an important population to me, not only seniors, but also ones that are actually in nursing homes, because it's really important that they also stay active. It's not quite like the program that I run at the Get Energized with Crystal program. It's a little bit watered down a lot, and more in chairs, but we're still moving, and yeah, it's really, really great, because, you know, you just, sometimes you can, you hear these stories about how they're just sitting in their beds all day, just just withering away, you know, and they're still alive, you know, and they're still, they still have life to them and stories. And it's just, it's great to help them thrive. You know, once when I was younger, this lady, I remember my mom was like, she would say that she's old. And then this lady at church, she's like, tell your mom that she's not old until 100, you know? And it's so true. You have to have that positive mindset that, you know, you're still young, you know, and just keep going. So, I mean, now there's stories of bodybuilders that are like 70 years old. So it's such an inspiration to see people that are like 90, 100. And you should see some of my senior classes. A lot of them actually have a really good balance and can hold tree pose for a long time. And that's really good because some people that are like half their age can't even balance like that. So it's, yeah, health and fitness is where it's at, and keeping you young.
So tell us, go ahead. I was going to say, make sure you tell us a little bit about some of the, you have a weight loss clients, some of the coaching techniques you use with the weight loss, the self-limiting beliefs and all that.
Okay. So yeah, my muscle. Okay. One of the things I use with all my clients is my muscle connection, and it's actually a real thing. So I like to tell my clients what muscle we're working out, you know, so if I say rectus abdominis, then they know that they're working their core. So that's always good to know what they're working out so they can make that mind muscle connection. And so if I say they're doing triceps, they know that that's kind of like AKA the bat wing. You know, I don't come up with these names, they're horrible, but people know, you know, so my clients know, you know, if I'm saying triceps, if that's what we're working out so they can make that connection. And like I was saying before, like having people around you that believe in you is so important. You know, because I have a client that her husband is not really, you know, as supportive as he should be. And it's so important just in parenting or in husband and wife relationships and anything really, just putting positive words out there to the people around us is so crucial, you know, because if you're, especially people that are teachers as well, you know, like encouraging them, words of encouragement is so important instead of, you know, knocking people down and saying, you know, one of my clients, she grew up with her mom, you know, saying, oh, you're going to have a pooch, you know, her mom always putting that in her head and embedding that in her. And it just, it's, or, you know, even, you know, you hear about these stories about, you know, people telling their kids that they're not smart or they're bad or stuff like that. You don't want to speak that over people's lives. You want to speak positive and encouragement, and words really are so powerful, and they can take that with them into adulthood. So yeah, it's really important that, you know, if you have a spouse, anyone who's successful, who's been a president or something like that, they always have a supportive spouse that's behind them, you know, a cheerleader. And it's so important to have that. So, yeah, I always use positive affirmations with all my training clients and also let them know what muscles are working so they can be more, the workouts are more effective because they know and they're making that mind-muscle connection. And I'm like, I'm not just using it as a coaching technique, but just it is so true. Like, they are strong and they are healthy and they are timeless, you know, so, and they're vibrant. So it's good for them to know that, you know. So I like to use my life, you know, I won't be here forever. So I like to use my life to speak that positivity into people's lives. So it's really important. So, yeah. So, yeah, I have my MP. Go ahead. Because I know you do similar with the coaching. Y'all do similar things, techniques.
We do similar techniques when we're coaching, right? We're eliminating those self-defeating beliefs and providing encouragement, right? And
definitely accountability
to our clients. So there definitely is some overlap in some of the coaching, you know, the parts of the coaching relationship. So
Definitely positive mindset, because what you think you are is what you are, you know? So if you're like, I'm old, I'm tired, I'm, you know, I'm a loser, you know, that's basically what you're feeding into your life. So you have to just let go of that negativity and just have positive affirmations. I love to start my day off like that. And I love in the mornings, I'm like, it's going to be a great day, you know? And also I speak that over my daughter as well. I'm like, you're smart, you know, and you're a genius. She is a genius. She really is. She's so smart. But I think that's really important. So yeah. So I have a, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what you think about, you bring about, right? And we're, you know.
So true.
So, very much a subscriber to that. And you know, glad that you're obviously promoting that within and even outside of your business regularly.
Yeah, I love that. What you think about, you bring about. That's so true. That is so true. Definitely. So, yeah, I have, I'm so excited. So one of the things, since obviously I'm in the fitness industry, I like to do fitness competitions. It's basically like the Super Bowl of being in the fitness industry, basically is what it is. So they had a worldwide model search for between athletes, NPC athletes. So I was picked out of 2,000 people that had applied into the model search. So you had to do like a whole application, give them your Instagram, send a picture. And so out of those 2,000 people, I got narrowed down to 400 athletes. And so I actually, so after that, you had to do like a whole video of what your runway walk would be, because it's called Angel Competition Bikinis, and they have like 100,000 followers on Instagram. They're like one of the biggest distributors of fitness competition bikinis, and they go to the Arnold, which is like a huge fitness competition, and they're just really well known and respected in the fitness community. And so I had to post that. So I got picked out of 2,000 people to get into the runway show. And we only picked 100 out of those 2,000. So it went from 2,000 to 400 to 100 athletes. So I was so excited to get picked, which is a really great honor. And great. It's just a great honor to get to do that. So that's really exciting.
Now, is this the same thing with the TV show, or is it the TV thing was different where you shot with a production company?
Oh, yeah, so I did it. Last Monday, I shot a pilot for an upcoming reality TV show. We all love reality TV, right? It gets really wild and fun. It can be. So yeah, the producer is a great producer. He's a really well-known producer in Dallas. He did the Marriage Boot Camp, and which had J-Well and Tara Reid and some other celebs on that cast. So great guy, great to work with. He has a movie coming out, and it's a Christian movie, which is kind of sci-fi, and he has Jason Castro as playing Jesus. So, yeah, great people. Our director was Brad Keller, I believe his name is. And he's done a lot of Hallmark films and some faith-based, well-known faith-based films. So that was really, really fun. And it was, so basically it's like a gambling type game show. So it's nice that I'm a trainer, a master trainer, actually, to have that competitive edge over my competition. So that's really, really fun.
What I'm really excited about that.
So we're waiting for okay, so it's the America's Top Gamblers and Hottest Hosts. So it's a game show. So we have 10 hosts, and so we're trying to be the hottest host, and they're trying to be the top gamblers. So it's really exciting. And so us hosts compete against each other and like kind of like challenge type games. And then they also are competing against each other and like gambling games. So like blackjack, craps, roulette, stuff like that. So it's a really cool concept. He came up with an amazing show. We had an amazing team, an awesome cast. And we have Fox and ESPN and another network that's really interested in it. So we're just waiting patiently for the perfect network to pick it up. So I'm excited about that. That was so fun and getting to work on that pilot. This is what we got a whole. So be on the lookout for that. It will be great. So, definitely. That's another thing that I worked on last week. So that was so fun. So the fashion show is coming up June 15th, and that's in Kansas. So it'll be so fun. It's a really, really, really hard elite show to get into because I'd actually applied for it before to get in, and I didn't get in the first time. So that's a good, determination and perseverance and all that stuff is very, very important. You know, just like what is that quote Thomas Edison says? I didn't learn 100 ways to fail. I've learned 99 ways how not to do it. How does that quote go? Mm-hmm. But basically, it's just like keep going and persevering, you know, and working harder. You just learn every way.
What did you have to do differently? What did you have to do differently on the second try? Like, how was the audition different?
Just training rigorously.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just training rigorously. More training, for sure. So that's pretty much it. The more taking up my training into high gear. I'm always training, obviously, just to stay healthy. But when it comes to like these shows or, you know, this fashion show, getting ready to compete against, you know, the 2000 athletes, definitely upping my training into high gear is really important.
Does that mean you were a little bit heavier before, or the runway?
Not thing, heavier.
You're more comfortable.
Not heavier.
Well, you know what I mean, but what was different?
More cut, like just more cut, more muscular. Oh. So I mean, we don't want you super muscular because it's not a bodybuilding. Fitness bikini competitors are as muscular as the bodybuilding physique competitors. Those girls are a lot more muscular. So they don't want super muscular, but they want just a tiny bit more muscular. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Right. Cause, yeah.
Yeah. So I had muscles, I upped it more muscular.
Or you had to get more cut.
More cut, yeah. More cut and muscular, shaping out my arms more, stuff like that. So that
was
exciting.
Thinking about putting your speedo on? Thinking about putting your speedo on,
yeah.
and competing, or what?
Yeah, you'll have it so easy because you only have to wear board shorts. So that's good.
Really?
I think there are some that would do. I think there are some that do choose to do like the speedo thing. Bruce, that might be right up your alley.
I don't know about that, but on your Instagram, you're wearing one of those suits, right? Where you're walking in the gym.
Suit. Oh yeah. Yeah, that was the one that I actually submitted to actually win into the show. So, yeah, that was a really exciting moment. To get picked. I was so excited. It was a dream come true because I've always wanted to be an Angel fashion show model, but I'm 5'4", so that could never happen. So unless we change the rules of that. So this was a really cool, since I am in the fitness industry and it's all angel themed. So we wore like angel wings and stuff like that. And we'll be wearing angel wings for the show. So for, as an Oscar trainer and a, fitness author, the dream come true for me to get to be a part of this show. Definitely.
Oh, that's
so I'm really
that's
excited
right.
About
Talk
that.
A little bit. We talked about your book the first time. Give us a quick rundown of your book and that's out there on Amazon and tell our listeners about that real quick.
It's called the Healthy Little Handbook Fitness Devotional, 31 Days to a Healthier Mind, Body, and Soul. And it's all the scriptures that are motivating, talking about strength. And it's just a really great book. So last time we were talking about how I just finished writing my children's book, but I was working on the illustrations. So I've almost got all the illustrations done. So I'm really being particular about making sure that it's perfect before I put out into the world, because I will be doing a book tour at different schools and different libraries and stuff like that. So it's a health and fitness book for children. So that will be my second published book. So but I'm making sure that all the illustrations are really colorful and really detailed. And yeah, it's definitely been fun. And it's definitely a lot of time that, you know, a lot of attention and time to attention to detail to do something like that. But I wanted to make sure it's perfect. So that is definitely coming out. So I'm excited about that. So yeah, the devotional is doing great. It's a great book and very motivational. So I really think. Yeah, that was definitely another dream come true for me to publish a book. So I'm excited to get the second book out. And like I said, it's a children's book, so it's really important to instill those, you know, that instill that into kids about health and fitness and how important it is. And we'll just raise a stronger future that way.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you've done with your daughter, and you know, I'm trying to
with
my kids.
She's doing great. Mm-hmm. She is actually she's graduating a year early, so that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. And she's graduating college credit. Not so fun. And we're getting ready for prom and just getting her into college and stuff like that. So and she's actually a coach as well. So she's one of us. So she's an ASI gymnastics coach. So
all right.
Really good with that. Yeah.
That's awesome. And that will get her some good experience for her resume and her subsequent college experience. So that'll be a nice adjunct, you know, to that. Well, good. So one of the things I want to highlight, you know, we've got about 10 more minutes here, is you know, your use of Instagram and kind of, and actually YouTube, and you'd share some things about, you had some YouTube subscribers kind of calling you out.
Oh, yeah.
Posting material.
It's so true. Or even on Instagram, if I don't post on Instagram, and I am so just humbled and thankful and grateful to have those people that just come out and just are just a huge fan of what I do, and you know, send me, you know, messages and saying, you know, thank you so much, you know, you've really motivated me to work out. And so I just love that. And just when you think that like nobody's watching or, you know, paying attention, it's like people are paying attention to what you're doing. And but yeah, I always like to live my life like that, just you know, just always doing what's right, even if you don't think anybody's watching, you know. But yeah, so they'll be like, oh, you haven't uploaded on YouTube. Or if I run into like old friend or something, like, I saw your YouTube channel. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know. So that's always really fun to see that they're seeing the creative work that I'm putting out, because it is a lot of work to edit, to film, and to get the creative content out there. So there's never a lack of creativity. It's just always coming and flowing. So it's my creative outlet. So that's always good. But just the editing and filming and getting all that together is the most time consuming part, more so the editing. But it's fun. So I do. Go ahead.
So what are the things on your YouTube channel that you do? Are you doing product reviews? Are you doing exercise techniques? Are you doing coaching techniques? What are some of the things that you're doing on your YouTube channel?
Okay, so I have some Mommy Me Fitness exercises on there, but then I also have like things that are unlisted, like a lot of Mommy and Me things for my instructors, which goes on a private group. So that the public doesn't get to see, just or my instructors get to see. Then I also have, I do a lot of drink reviews, like supplement reviews, like protein powders, BCAAs. I get sent a lot of stuff just because I am in the fitness industry. So when I do get sent that stuff, I'll thank whoever sent it to me or gave it to me, and then I'll do a review on the actual product. So I've been really blessed with that as well. And then I love doing like clothing reviews. My clothing reviews are the most popular thing on my channel. So, I mean, you know, girls love to shop, I guess. So it's good that they're not wasting their money. And especially like the Gymshark ones. Gymshark doesn't have any stores anywhere around. So you can only buy Gymshark online. So, and really, that's really what we're moving towards is, you know, a lot of people shopping online. So it's always good to like watch that video and see, oh, is this good? Is this great? And it's really great to get the perspective from a trainer, someone who lives and workout clothes and does it for a living. So yeah, I have to have really great leggings and athletic apparel and gear for what I do. So,
right. Right.
Yeah, those are the most popular. So yeah, I do those. I do workouts, and yeah, anything with health and fitness, it's on there. So I like to have it up there for my clients.
How would you compare and contrast the Instagram page? How is it different than the YouTube? What area does it do?
Well, I really like YouTube because it's more raw and a more intimate experience, and they really get to know who you are as a person. So I did my NPC journey, and I vlogged that whole journey. So that's a really popular series that I have on my YouTube channel, and it's really good for people who have never competed before. So they're getting the kind of go on that journey with me. And so I have some vlogs and stuff like that where they're kind of going on the journey along. So that's always fun. And yeah, the thing about Instagram, so all my stuff is organic. I never buy any followers or anything like that. But Instagram's fun because there's a lot of progress photos. And then also I love putting motivational quotes out there for people and heartfelt quotes for people. So, I mean, because at the end of the day, that's really all that's going to be left behind is my books and, you know, everything that I put out into the world on the internet, on the World Wide Web. So that will be my legacy.
That's your legacy. That's your legacy. Well, it sounds like you got, you know, a good variety going between both mediums, the Instagram and the YouTube. You got quite a stratified thing of offerings. And so you said you actually have a little bit of like a ring light and a special camera you use, and you edit
it. So it's been a whole learning process. So I had it like I had played around with my lighting for a long time, and then I finally invested in like a really expensive ring light and a really expensive camera, and you know, updating my computer. So it's really been a great investment, though, definitely. So I'm really happy about that. Because visuals are just so great. And so, yeah, I have also not just Mommy and Me workouts, but regular workouts as well, too. So that's, you know, it's really good to have that out there for my clients and tips and stuff like that. So, and then also I share that stuff on my website and my Instagram and sometimes Facebook. So...
Sometimes Facebook, yeah. Right. And we know that probably some of your class is listening today, right? Did you?
Yes. I have, oh my gosh. I have such a big support team. And they're, they always know what's going on. I came in today and they're like, what? Somebody, because one of the ladies had mentioned, she's always there all the time. And she was like, somebody was saying you're going to be on TV. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, we shot a pilot. I'm like, I'll keep you posted, definitely. So they're so excited. So we're planning a watch party once it gets picked up by the network. So, yeah, I love them so much.
And you got a photo shoot. You got a photo shoot and some other stuff coming up later this week, right?
Yes, I have a photo shoot with a really well-known photographer. He has like 20,000 followers on Instagram. And I have another lineup for another radio show coming up in April. It's a faith-based radio show where we'll be talking about biblical nutrition, basically. And yeah, so a lot of great things coming. Really excited about that. So photo shoots are always fun. So
yes,
yeah.
Yes, they are.
I'm working so hard.
Maybe not for Bruce and I, but maybe for you, for someone that's more photogenic, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I've been working really, really hard, so I'm really excited to show all that hard work. So yeah. Definitely. It's really great. And because, you know, I look really, really, really young. But I'm 36 and I'm turning 37 in June. So it's just a really great testament and just like how you can age so gracefully, which is health and fitness. I mean, look at Madonna, look at Cher. She's doing like 7-minute plank. I mean, just Jennifer Lopez. I mean, it's not just for the celebrities. Like, we can stay like looking young and fit with our bodies. You know, just a little health and fitness and nutrition.
These millennials, man, these millennials just like, oh my God, I'm getting deeper into my 30s. Woe is me. I'm like, come on, people. You are young.
Yeah.
Come on, man. But I hear you. It's just
so scary. Young.
I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
Baby boomer. 30. I'm in World War II back here. Yeah. Like, come on. You guys are young.
No, 30s, anyway. 40s, 50s. This is prime now. This is your prime. Seriously. Look at Goldie Hawn.
60s. Justin, you're in your 30s, man. What's up? Oh, my goodness. These people in their 30s. Just kidding. Are you aging gracefully, Justin? You're grilling gracefully. He is. He is. He's aging gracefully.
You know, I'll leave that to my best.
Yeah.
Answer that one.
We'll put it up for popular opinion on.
Yeah, we'll poll. We'll do a poll. Shoot. We'll do a poll. Is Justin aging gracefully?
Yeah. Justin in summer. I have the shot that is a little Tom Cruise type of thing going there for the summer. We'll orchestrate that and get that.
Oh,
on
you talking about the shirtless shot?
Yeah, the shirtless one. Every time. Yeah. I borrow a shirtless photo, put on my Instagram, and really helps my ratings. But anyway.
That's viral content there, Bruce.
It's shared. Yeah, it's we're a team here on LA Talk Radio, and it's always good to.
We don't mind sharing. Sharing is caring.
That is true.
Get in where you fit in. Got to go through where you get through. So to get through. So, with that. So, Crystal, how can folks get a hold of you? We need to wrap up. So, how can folks get a hold of your Instagram and YouTube and stuff like that?
So everything is Instagram is Coach Crystal Lynn, and my email is CoachCrystalLynn@gmail.com. So I'm thinking about getting a sponsorship. But it has to be the right one for my next MPC show in June. So, yeah. And then www.fairytalefit.com.
Can people find your YouTube channel? Is it, what's the name of your YouTube channel?
Coach Crystal Lynn. Just Coach Crystal Lynn.
Gotcha.
Coach it up.
Gotcha.
Like and subscribe. And I had so much fun on the show today with you guys. Y'all are awesome. And I look forward to coming back again. And, yeah. We'll look out for all that, those great things to come, and I hope you'll all have an amazing, blessed day, and stay strong and positive, and I will see y'all again. We'll speak again. Thank you.
Sounds great. Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, and you know, next time you'll be dominating the world there on 3.0 there. We'll see. You definitely made some good strides in your career, and just really, really proud of you, and also just, you know, it's just good to see the motivation and the hard work and all the opportunities that are that are flowing from that. So it's good for everybody to see and hear and for you to participate in. So, well, folks, there it is. Another great show today on the Concierge Coaches Show, LA Talk Radio. Be with us next week. We'll have an exciting program for you. And don't forget to check us out on our social media, the Concierge Coaches on LinkedIn and the Concierge Coaches on Instagram. And we have a Concierge Coaches Show page on Facebook. And I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Justin, how can folks reach you?
Nimmergood.com. So the one and only. You'll find all stuff there. Thanks, everyone, for the
you
time today.
You betcha. All right. We'll see everybody next week. Have a good one. And we'll be here next week on the Concierge Coach Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.